Around many corners of the valley looking for a restaurant serving delicious food, and you'll find influences from all over the world. But how authentic are the dishes? Are the owners and chefs actually the people who've lived in the culture and with the recipes? Those are some of the issues the co-hosts of the Racist Sandwich podcast address on a regular basis. Chef Soleil Ho is one of those co-hosts. I spoke with her earlier, and I started by asking whether we're actually getting authenticity with our more diverse food options.
Well, I think when you think about the history of restaurants, you think about the history of business, right? And who's been able to open businesses and where in the United States in particular. In certain places, restaurants have been really diverse. For example, in the Chinatowns of the U.S., right? A lot of the restaurant owners were Chinese immigrants. That was the business that they were allowed to open. Because in the U.S., you know, certain groups of people were restricted to certain businesses. And, you know, like, like in Oregon, where our podcast is based, Black people were not allowed to own land until mid-20th century. So it's pretty interesting how that manifests in these little ways. It trickles down into ways that are easy for us to see as far as, like, cuisine, like the cuisines that are available in the places where we are. So it's a manifestation of these really big things, like business loan practices and redlining and gentrification. And that trickles down into where you can get, you know, General's House chicken on a Thursday night in the town where you live.
Are there ways in which having more diverse choices when it comes to just the food choices we make can bring communities together, but also separate us in the sense, because they are, even based on the choices we make on how much we're willing to pay for certain food or how we view a certain food based on how we have perceived certain backgrounds, certain ethnic groups, is there a real complication that comes from all of that?
As a dining public in the U.S. are comfortable with a certain price point when it comes to Vietnamese cuisine, right? A bowl of pho, for example, the noodle soup, if it costs more than about $6, we start asking questions. Like, why does it cost that much? Where does the meat come from? Yada, yada, yada. But we're more comfortable paying $12, $15 for a bowl of pho in a certain context. And by that, I mean it's in a upscale restaurant. The chef is white. He's French trained. He's bringing, like, a, you know, a fresh perspective on it. If the bowl of pho is $15 and it's in a place that's very, you know, Vietnamese immigrant, it's, you know, it has all of the sort of aesthetic trappings of that. And the staff is Vietnamese and they speak Vietnamese. We're going to be confused. And probably their Yelp page is going to be on fire. So that's an example, a concrete example of how, even though we might enjoy diverse cuisine, we bring a lot of value to our experience of it that are colored by our own prejudices, by the greater context of racism in America.
Is part of the point of the podcast to force people to consider questions that they wouldn't have considered before when they're really just thinking about, oh, look at me, I'm open-minded, I'm trying a different kind of food.
Right, yeah, I think that absolutely hits the nail on the head. Some of the feedback that we've gotten, negative feedback, which I always treasure because it tells us something that's really important, is that, you know, someone tuned into the podcast looking for a foodie content, right? They wanted to hear about, you know, recipes or whatever sandwiches, whatever people listen to on food podcasts that aren't us. And they get angry because our podcast makes them think things that they didn't want to think. A lot of people try to access food media as an escape from politics. I notice this a lot just in terms of, for example, I follow some writers like Kenzie Lopez-Alt, who is the editor of Serious Eat, and he tweets a lot about politics. And every time he does, there's a bunch of foodies who respond to him like, stick to food. I don't follow you for politics. I follow you for sous vide recipes. And he's just like, well, I'm a person. I'm a human with opinions. I'm allowed to talk about politics. But you have that tendency, yes, where people are unwilling to mix food and politics. But really, the things we eat are so, you know, we put so much meaning in what we eat. And it's only natural that that extends to, you know, cultural meaning and power and, you know, all of these really complicated ideologies. And so the point of our podcast is to try to normalize those conversations and get people to be comfortable talking about this stuff.
That's Chef Soleil Ho. She's a co-host of the podcast called The Racist Sandwich.